Brad Seifert. Website. vivavictoria.ca/candidates/Brad-Seifert. Twitter. @BradSeifert. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? I'm running as a member of the Viva Victoria team of candidates. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I live in Langford. I worked for the City of Victoria for over 33 years and still spend a lot of my time in Victoria. What is your occupation, and for how long? I'm retired and worked for the City of Victoria for over 33 years, 25 with the Victoria Fire Department and the last 4 as Assistant Fire Chief, Prevention. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. 80 to 100 words. I served the City of Victoria for over 33 years before retiring in February 2022. My first position was as Supervisor of Food and Beverage for 9 years at the Memorial Arena. Then I worked for another 25 years with the Victoria Fire Department, where I finished my career as Assistant Fire Chief, Prevention. I've made a lot of connections in the community over the years. I've worked closely with BC Housing to set up and ensure the safety of shelters for marginalized people. I've coordinated emergency response to large fires with the Victoria Police, conducted fire investigations and led public safety education in the community. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Before retiring earlier this year, I was thinking about how I could serve Victoria in other ways, including on City Council. I've decided now is the time to run because we can't continue with the status quo any longer. Victoria needs change and I'm ready to help lead it. What are your top 3 issues? Affordability. Accessibility. Accountability. We need to reduce regulatory barriers for homeowners to create more affordable rental suites and support construction of higher density developments according to the official community plan to produce more affordable housing. Missing middle isn't the answer, it doesn't create more affordable housing for low, middle-income people. We need to open up our city streets for residents, commuters and tour operators, and our parks like Clover Point and Beacon Hill, to allow seniors and persons with disabilities to access these places. We need accountable local government. One that listens to people and doesn't do business behind closed doors. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? A prosperous, safe and welcoming Victoria that allows people from all backgrounds and walks of life to make an honest living and enjoy the incredible place we're so fortunate to live in. What's one big idea you have for your community? A South Island Light Rail Transit, LRT, system. A growing capital regional district needs a robust public transportation infrastructure. I commuted from Langford to my job in Victoria for years, so I know what it's like for thousands of others who do the same every day. We need to work with the province and federal government on a long-term strategy to help people move more efficiently around the South Island as our population continues to grow.